It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we continue our series of candidate interviews with Monica Moorhead, presidential nominee for the Workers' World Party.
First, the election is only 15 days away. Research shows millennials, made up of Americans who are 18 to 35 years old, are the least likely generation to turn out at the polls on November 8th.
Now, there's a lot of them. Pew Research Center says there are almost 70 million millennials in the U.S. That's about a third of the voting age population. But according to the U.S. Census Bureau, only 17% of voters in the 18 to 24 age range voted in 2014.
The Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism just published an article about millennial voters and their impact on November's election. Dee Hall joins us now to talk about it. She's the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
So let's start out with defining these millennials. What sets them apart from other generations socially and politically? How is this generation different?
Well, first of all, this is the youngest voting bloc. So there are certain aspects about this group that make them less likely to vote. One is mobility. They're moving for jobs. They're going off to school. They're having families. They're relocating for a variety of reasons. So that's one aspect. They're also the most diverse generation. About 44% identify themselves as non-white. And so those are two things that are different. They also tend to skew more independent. For example, when polled about the upcoming race, they're much more likely in the presidential race to go for a third party candidate rather than one of the two major party candidates.
Well, let's pick apart one of those items. They move around a lot. For the fact that they are movers, does that parlay into not showing up at the polls? Because registering to vote in every state is very different from state to state.
Right, and that's the key difference. So you've got the fact that they're mobile, which makes it more difficult. You have to change your registration, and if even if you're mobile within an area, you have to make sure that you're registered at the exact right address. Another aspect of that is as younger people, they would tend to be less attached to their community in ways that older people get to be attached. For example, they may not have children in school, so they may not be that familiar with the school district. They may not be that keyed into local politics on the city or county level. And so those are other things that can affect their desire or interest in voting.
Now, for the story, you spoke to a number of experts on millennials, but you also talk to millennials themselves. Did they echo what you're concluding as to why they're not showing up to vote?
I think one thing, you know, they've got a bad rap as millennials that they don't care about anybody but themselves, you know, the selfie generation. But they're interested, but they feel like political involvement is actually voting for them is an optional thing for some. They're more interested in being involved in the community and of issues that they care about. So I went to an event about a week ago or so with a bunch of millennials, mostly UW-Madison students and recent graduates. And, you know, they talked about many of them were very politically active, but were, you know, sort of reluctantly voting in this upcoming election.
And it's somewhat surprising to hear that they're less likely, you know, to vote than other generations, because anecdotally, they are passionate about issues. They're
right.
Issues oriented. They have we've seen their interest in politics. So why doesn't that clue into a vote?
Well, I think you've got these other factors that come into play. The event that I went to on October 12th actually was designed to try to get across the message that, hey, millennials, if you guys get together, you're as big as the baby boom generation. You're one third of the voting bloc. If you guys get together, you can move things. And one of the speakers, who described himself as an older millennial at age 31, suggested that think about organizing. You know, if you get together as a group, you can push the agenda whichever way you want it. And he noted the fact that Bernie Sanders almost won the Democratic primary nomination.
We're talking with Dee Hall. She's managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Voting booths themselves, I'm wondering, Dee, are they too old school? I wonder, you know, could millennials say, isn't there an app for that?
Sometimes there is an app for that. unfortunately, in our state, it's primarily showing up at the polls. You can also mail in your ballot. There are states where most of the balloting is done, you know, by online. I think Oregon is one state, and that I could imagine that would have great appeal. We seem to be moving in the other direction in Wisconsin, though. We seem to have, you know, more restrictions on how, you know, to how you register, when you can vote, some of which were thrown out by a federal judge, some of which remain in place. So I could imagine this might be considered old-fashioned by some people.
And does research suggest that millennials might be more likely to vote in 2016 than they were in 2014 or in any other election?
I'm not aware of anything that would signal that they would tend to vote more this election than other elections, except that there have been some anecdotal, you know, evidence, like Bernie Sanders, for example, you know, his appeal among very young people. That was a phenomenon. He brought a lot of people into the Democratic Party, or at least his wing of the Democratic Party, who really hadn't been active before. So there, it apparently is something that can happen, you know. This generation can be motivated to vote. How many of them have kind of gotten over feeling the burn, so to speak, and then have moved toward one of the other candidates? We'll find out in a couple weeks. But I will say that this group has been polled in terms of its political leanings, and about 44% of them say they're independents, which is a really high number. And so you can imagine that those folks, if they were to all head one direction or another, that they would definitely could sway the polls. You've also got more of them identifying then as Democrats than Republicans. But independent is the number one self-identification for millennials.
One other thing that popped out in your research, that millennials are a female-driven generation. Can you explain that?
Well, it's primarily, these are some experts who believe that because more women are going to college, more women are getting more highly trained for some more leadership positions. And as a result, women, and it's a fact that women tend to vote in a greater proportion than men. So you've got those two things going on. You've got more women, young women who are going to college than young men. And then you also have this larger propensity than to go out and vote.
And of course, millennials are not millennials for a day or a year. Do we have any idea what the future impact of millennial voters will be in the United States?
I think the idea is that they are already, and they will continue to be, a more tolerant generation than the older generations. That sort of makes sense if you think about all of our evolution. You know, baby boomers were once, you know, people that age too. And a lot of people predict that as millennials get older, they are going to make those attachments to community that make them more likely to vote, and they will make a larger impact as time goes on.
Dee, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me.
That was Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joined us to talk about the center's recent look at how millennial voters will affect the election next month. You can find a link to that piece on the Central Time Facebook page.